Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. Today we're going to ask the question, who does it better, HasLab or Mattel Creations? I am your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the founder of the Lack Illuminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar _ Games. But that's not all. I'm also joined by the man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over. The man Optimus Prime Pop, but he refuses to stop. The Twilight Knight, the master of Mac, the three pump chump of taking the show off the rails, Nate. How you guys doing?
You're here. Oh, I can... I don't know where you're at. Right here. I was cheersing, but I didn't want to, like, cheers up here, you know.
Yeah, he's below you, so.
Yeah. Oh. He said it, not me. No, we know where you stand. We know where you stand.
I'm the foundation.
You are the foundation.
Dude, that's a good way. That's a good.
You are the ground that this house is built on.
The rickety shingles on the roof. Who hasn't been repaired for a while?
Is that me?
And, no, that's me. Because I'm saying. I'm on the top. Oh. And like, if there's a really bad storm, I might not be here.
I had shingles. I don't recommend it.
Oh god,
I feel like that's a double entendre for no, it's not. Anyway.
No, it's not. It's really painful and not pleasant.
Yeah, oh,
that's your and PSA usually it's, for the episode.
And it's something that usually like really old people get.
I was gonna say, like old people.
And this was I got it like 12 years ago. So I was like in my early.
Oh wow,
30s.
So you were like almost our age.
Right. It would be like you guys getting shingles now. Yeah.
That's impressive.
You'd be like, what the? Yeah. So I don't recommend it.
I don't know if it's a warning or not. So I'm going to just try and avoid all shingle related activities. I don't know. If there is
no roofing for Jamar.
Well, did you have chicken pox?
I believe so.
Then you are susceptible.
But I may not have.
How do you not know?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know because
that's a pretty memorable experience growing up.
Is it? Well,
yeah,
maybe no, I didn't
I
have
had,
it. Then.
I had it so young, I don't remember it. So, because like I'm the generation or part of the generation where like moms would get their chicken pox kids together to fucking knock it out.
Oh,
because you wanted your kids to get them so they would get it when they're young, and so it wasn't because the older that you get it, the worse it is.
Yeah.
Hence. Shingles, which is then a version of chickenpox that comes back, and it's horrible. I bet you didn't know that. Did you know it was chickenpox?
I knew it was chickenpox. Yeah.
I knew. Okay. Yeah. I just love that. Like whoever clicked on his video,
I feel
like,
so bad.
Wait,
if you stuck around this,
is this
far,
the right you... video? Then like, what happened?
How did Hasbro cause shingles?
Get yourself checked out. There's nothing you can do. Most kids nowadays get a vaccine. So
yeah, this was a PSA for check for shingles.
Get your vaccine, kid.
Or chickenpox. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ask your mom. Did you go to the swanky end of the neighborhood or end of the street chicken pox party? Or did your mom host it? Like, find out more about your mom's
and the them. Link below for more information about shingles.
Yes, it's the very first link labeled patreon.com/modern toy fair.
Yeah.
But anyway,
you'll find all your shingles related information.
So the real reason why we are here. Mm-hmm. It's not for shingles awareness, but is to discuss basically kind of comparing and contrasting the handling of crowdfunding via Hasbro and Mattel. Mattel with Mattel Creations has only done a couple. They're not very deep in this venture yet. Hasbro, on the other hand, they have a lot. I mean, just going down. Let's see, we've got Sentinel, we've got Sail Barge, we've got Unicron, we've got Victory Saber, we've got Galactus.
We've got Saurus. We've got the Razor Crest.
The G.I. Joe 3¾.
His tank.
That was one.
Rancor did not fund.
Oh, I thought we were just throwing ones
out
there.
It's still, so they had, because we're going to discuss that too, but
Cookie
Rancor.
Monster.
Okay. Cookie Monster and the Hell Charger.
The infamous Hell Charger.
Yes.
And the lightsaber.
Yes, the lightsaber.
Well, they had two. They had Hero Quest, which
board
is sitting
game,
right over there. So it made it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, yes.
And then Hero Scape, which was a similar game later in the 90s brought back, and it didn't fund.
Okay. So yeah, they have a whole bunch of them. Mattel Creations so far has the Eternia playset, right, for Masters of the Universe. They had the New Generations WWE ring and entrance, which did really well. Both of those projects did really well. And currently they're doing their WCW Nitro entrance ramp for the WWE Ultimates line. So the thing I mostly want to talk about, and just so that way we're all on the same page and it doesn't turn into the head sculpt discussion again, this is not about the products. This is about the process. So while, yes, one probably has a property that you're more interested than the other, it has nothing to do with this conversation. Okay. So the reason I want to talk about this is recently with the WCW Nitro stage, they hit their first kind of bump in the road, because the New Generations ring and entrance ramp did really, really well. So this was kind of a little more of a little step up from where they were before. Originally the plan was, if they hit the early bird, you'd get the Hulk Hogan WCW figure. If it hit, you'd also unlock the Rey Mysterio as soon as it gets funded. And then from there, the next tier was Diamond Dallas Page, and then Ultimate Warrior, and then Scott Steiner. Big Papa Pump. Well, it did not hit the early bird. And as we saw with HasLab's Hell Charger, that was very detrimental to it even getting close to funding. Because it was inching closer to it, but the second that we didn't get the Robbie Reyes figure, it plummeted to like half of what we needed to get there. So, and obviously it did not get funded. It ultimately failed. One thing that Mattel did drastically different though than Hasbro, because Hasbro, they squandered, they, you know, started showing off the unlocks in advance, trying to get people enticed to like do it. They lowered the goals for the unlocks as well. They added the Robbie Reyes head to the base level so you could switch it out, even though it technically was supposed to be like a different like style costume for the coat and stuff like that. So they tried to do little things to tweak it. Mattel, on the other hand, they weren't afraid to fully pivot the project to try to like help correct course so it didn't end up like that. So the Hulk Hogan figure is now the final unlock instead of being gone forever. And now if it funds at all, you get the entrance ramp, the Rey Mysterio, and the Big Papa Pump figure. The Rey Mysterio was not very enticing because it's a pretty bland version of him from back in WCW that not a lot of people are like excited for. But Big Papa Pump's a pretty popular character from back those days. And even some of the stupid shit he's said nowadays is funny enough that people still like him. So like they actually like made some pretty drastic changes to the lineup of how they were doing things to try to save the project. So it doesn't, I mean, it still has 20, I mean, by the time you're watching this video, probably less than 20 days, but when they made these changes, they had 26 days left. So almost a full month. So it wasn't very, you know, wasn't like they were like a week away and like panicking. They pivoted really early on. So I guess the question for you guys is, do we think that this, you know, is ultimately the smarter move, that maybe Hasbro should be taking notes and being like, hey, maybe don't wait so late in the game to try to correct course, or maybe not have so much pride and, you know, be too afraid to give in and like change the project a little bit to save it? Or is it kind of apples and oranges?
Well, I first want to add, I want to say this, you know, HasLab far and away is better because the products are better and I like Star Wars.
Well, I like WCW.
No, please, Jamar, answer the question first.
No, I mean, what I was going to say is, you know, this is the answer that ends the show. We pack it up and we record next week. But I guess it's hard to say what process is better, because we got to still see if, like, what if this doesn't get back? Like, true. If it doesn't fund, then it was kind of like, well, reactionary, that was like, that's all we want to hear from, like, any manufacturer of these toys and stuff. We want to see them, like, respond to, like, not public opinion, because sometimes it kind of sucks, you know, public opinion sucks, but you want to see them like try and actually make things better for us, and that lets us know that they're excited to make these things and we're excited to buy these things, and it's that, you know, good, you know, back and forth. But if the public doesn't respond to this, maybe it goes back to like, is this design of making things just not viable and no one has like the right answer, you know what I mean?
That's fair.
I'm trying not to like ruin the show, but that's just what I was thinking like while you were talking about it, because
you didn't ruin it, Jamar. I spent 5 minutes talking about jingles.
Yeah,
I forgot about
we're
that.
Already past that point, that. Jamar, so
yeah,
but you know more after watching the show, so that's all.
So real quick, as of recording this episode on April 19th, has 16 days left. It is 41% funded. It needs 5,000 backers. It is at about 2,100, and it is $400 also to keep in mind. And the entrance ramp does light up as well, and it's pretty massive. Like, it would take up probably my desk.
Okay, so it's like way more like
it's in scale with the figures. It's not like the little shitty ones that we used to get as kids. It's like in legit. Scale.
And if you are and I'm not making fun because I am one as well, but if you are a exuberant YouTube commenter, a certain scale doesn't always mean it's in proper scale. So we need to
like
clarify.
A Batmobile made by a certain Todd is not in scale with a toy line, no matter how much you want to pretend it is.
It is part of that scale's collection, but it is not in scale. Exactly. There's a difference.
It's like, so, just because you're a bad guy doesn't mean that you're a bad guy.
Right. I will agree with Jamar to a certain extent, because we're not seeing if this is working. Mm-hmm. And I also agree with him, you know, there are different types of people out there, because I am one, and as I have mentioned on like any of the things where we talk about HasLab, which you can click right here and watch. I'm the type of person, I actually don't want like stretch goals like that. I want the value up front. Mm-hmm. Because just like you said, you know, that early bird didn't make it. So did that forever then, you know, was that the detriment to that product? And I think yes, because, you know, you're missing that first incentive. People want to be all in on these and get everything, but they don't want to pony up the commitment, even though you're not being charged yet, which is weird.
Yeah.
They don't want to pony up that commitment until they see what is all being offered. And sometimes, you know, they're not really supposed to reveal those things until it hits a certain marker, but then you get, you know, projects that maybe are a little bit more in trouble and they start, you know, showing things a lot sooner. The Rancor being one of them, which also ultimately did not work. And that's what most people cite as the problem with that one, is that it didn't have enticing enough stretch goals. Mm-hmm. And I hate that. I want everything laid out front. Show me what I'm getting for my 400, my 450, my 500, or in Mattel's case, $650. You know, that I should know everything up front, because I'll tell you the one thing. Well, let me come back to that, because I will say something about Mattel's process that I do not like. But I don't know if I'm in the majority in that. It seems like people like these piecemeal.
They're obsessed with it.
I don't get it. Like, I would just so much rather upfront. And then if you want to throw in something cool, like a special coin that goes with it, you know, like whatever.
You're aging yourself right here.
Yeah. No, you'd be collecting. Like, you get a special stamp.
Well, listen. First of all, fuck you both.
Wait, I thought, just for record, I did collect the state coins when I was.
I did too.
In middle school.
Listen, there's some precedence like for this, because the original HasLab project, the sail barge, about halfway through, the only stretch goal they had was to entice things, was a special yak face figure with a coin. That was the only difference in the retail version. So both of you can suck my shingles.
Does that mean I won't get them? Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know. I can have a shingles party, and but I don't have it anymore. It was 12 years ago. I don't know. Maybe I still do. I don't know. Anyway.
Shingles is forever.
So I would rather have something like that. But I don't know that I'm in the majority there. And I think I am in the minority, which, I'm sorry, is dumb. But it also does feel like these projects that start throwing all this stuff out like way early, it comes across as desperate, and ultimately it doesn't seem to work. The only one that I can think of, and the ultimate desperate move, and no one ever talks about this, is when the Unicron project, it actually didn't fund, and then they extended it 2 weeks.
Ooh.
It's the only project they've ever done that to. Hmm. And so I don't really know what the final ruling was for that, but
was it like a real close, like within 100 like backers of like funding or something?
No.
Oh, so it wasn't even close.
It was, no, I think it was several, I want to say it was a couple thousand away, like 2,000 away or something like that. I might have my numbers wrong, so come at me at the comments. That's fine. You can come at me, but I'll also be educated and I'm okay. Cause I don't know. I have it, but I bought it secondary market. Cause I didn't like change bots at the time. My Optimus Prime had not yet popped. So I don't know the specifics, other than I do know that it was extended, and that was the only project to do that, which did end up funding. So, but the other ones, that was my point. I'm done. That was kind of anticlimactic, but I basically got what I wanted to get out. Other than I do want to come back around, because there's definitely something in the Mattel process I don't care for.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I haven't backed like zero any of these things. And I mean, I was like a fan of like kind of Kickstarter back in the day, when it'd be like, oh, look at this fancy case for your iPhone 4 that like no one's making, and if you spend $50, you get two of them, and blah, 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 blah. I do like the idea of, like you said, show me the value, basically sell me on the product initially. Once you sell me on it, then anything that comes out as a reveal of like, oh my God, this is so popular, we're going to make this now. Like, that is kind of like, I get the hype of it, of like, like riding that ride of like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Oh my God, it's here. But like, I think the bigger point, and I feel like the last time we talked about like the Hasbro, it was the Hellcharger episode, we kind of discussed the same thing of like, I think we're so far into this now, like this idea is so like mature, and like everyone knows what to expect from it, or they have an expectation of it now, versus it being like, oh, this is new, that like there has to be something that changes. And I don't believe we came up with like a solution to like make this better, but I think it's going to suffer from the same thing, because I pulled it up as well and I was like, oh, this is really cool. You couldn't get Hulk Hogan because we didn't have enough early backers. So now we're just going to add him to the back end. It's 11,000 backers. So, like, that ain't happening.
So
that is a lot.
Quick about the Hulk Hogan thing is, we have already, like, 3 or 4 ultimate Hulk Hogan figures. So, like,
fair, sure.
People have the red and yellow tights. They have Hollywood Hogan. And then there's a third one that they did as well. So like, this one's just a very specific early WCW look that isn't like anyone's favorite Hulk Hogan, but it's more so about them being like, hey, we want this to be a part of this project and get made regardless. So we're adding it as that. And cause they were going to move Big Papa Pump up to try to entice that, you know, backing to begin with.
Right. That just still seems like a weird move to me. I'm just saying the overall amount of backers, like the 11,000. And well, I guess that's easy for me to say when I'm looking at it and it says 2,000 is what they have right now. So 11,000 seems insurmountable.
I don't know.
It might
know,
as well be a million.
I don't know how many they needed for the new generation's Classic. Ring that they did. But it like... It funded easily. Let's put it that way. Yeah. It got all of its unlocks. Like it was a cakewalk for them. So they probably looked at that and also looked at the uproar, because every year at like Comic-Con for the longest time, they'd have one of these type of things, like a big entrance ramp that they like fully made, and people be like, oh my god, I want that. And like they've been like testing the waters for years with social media and stuff. Yes, Nate.
Do you think that's part of it though? Because I'm looking at like, so let's look at even just Mattel Eternia. That was a project that people were like, oh my god, because a lot of us didn't even have that as a kid because it was rare back then. So to offer that to us new and improved, just, you know, we get our little nerd chubs and we're all excited. So there already was a ring. Yes, this is a different ring, but it's another.
This isn't a ring. This isn't a ring. This is a entrance ramp.
Just the entrance.
So,
So
I apparently need to send Nate a picture of it because it's
messy. No. I know what you're talking about. I do. I thought there was a ring included.
No, you don't get a ring. You do get a ring skirt, so you can turn the other ring into the nitro ring. Okay. So they give you stuff so that way you can turn your whole thing in with, because realistically. I think the idea behind it is because they've made enough of the real scale, like big, like rings that they figure if you're going to spend $400 on this, you probably already have one. So you don't need another ring.
Okay.
So they just give you the parts. That
totally changes my argument. Maybe commenters of other YouTube channels, not necessarily ours, because ours seem cool. But maybe take note that I realized I was wrong. I educated myself and have now reevaluated my Yeah, I rescind my statement, and I'm going to be pondering while you say some more stuff. Because
did somebody attack you and I didn't catch it?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just tired of the way the world seems to be going.
Okay.
And everyone is so shitty. So, like, when I'm out at work, because when I work, I go into a lot of stores because I'm, like, a rep. And I try to be nice to people. Hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing? Or take a cart in if I'm going to a fucking grocery store. Hey, old lady, I got this cart. Don't worry about it. And they're like, oh, they love it. They love it.
Unless it's Aldi's and you're trying to take their quarter.
So, yeah, that's true. They will cut a bitch for that quarter. My mom has a special little Aldi's quarter holder. Anyway, I'm just trying to help out. I'm trying to educate. I'm sure maybe somebody will come at me because they think I'm talking to them specifically. But if you feel like I'm talking to you specifically, then I am talking to you specifically.
Jesus Christ. So, I don't know where to go after that. But anyway,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, when you're done, I'll move on to my other point.
Okay. So, anyway, I'm trying to remember where I was. We were discussing.
You were talking about the ramp and how cool it was and everything and how you were going to buy one.
I'm definitely not buying one. If I had the space and money, I'd buy one, but I don't have either of those things, so I'm not going to. Yeah.
You were jumping off of from when I was talking. That's true. When I was talking about how it was 11,000 backers, you were saying how the previous one.
Yeah, the previous one funded real easily, so I can see why they would assume that this would go well, because they also at one point they did a one of the current because they changed it like every other year, entrance ramps. They had it on display as part of their SDCC thing, and they put it on social media like share this post if you would be interested in this being like something to purchase, and like it blew up. So like I see why they assume that. I think the biggest problem they're having is timing. Right now, the economy is absolute dog shit. Things are more expensive. People are burnt out on how expensive things are. And you bring out a $400 entrance ramp with four figures, which people are excited about, but they aren't like be all end all like WCW characters that like people would have been like, yes, this is a must for me kind of thing, which is also good because it means that like it's not going to screw anyone over if they don't get it in their collection kind of thing. Because they're all popular, but not like when I think WCW, the only one of those people in that who like I probably think about is Hogan and maybe DDP.
But Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump.
Big Papa Pump. Big Papa Pump.
Even I think of Scott Steiner, and I don't know shit about wrestling.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Big Papa Pump is popular, but like as a wrestling fan, like when someone's a Scott Steiner, my instinct doesn't go back to WCW. It goes back to this ridiculous math promo he put out about 5-10 years ago.
Wasn't
in TNA.
Big Papa Pump?
And he is still Big Papa Pump.
Okay, that's right. But it was it wasn't WCW.
It was in TNA. Yeah. Like a lot of people who are like wrestling fans, like that's instantly what they think of nowadays, rather than thinking of him back at WCW. Which I could be wrong. There could be a lot of people who are like, that's their WCW mainstay. But like, when you think WCW, you think Goldberg, you think NWO, you think like, I mean, Diamond Dallas Page, Sting, like those are your go-tos.
All of which not included in this pack.
Yeah. Aside from Diamond Dallas Page and pre-NWO Hogan, I still think that they should have done an NWO like set. Like, you should have gotten Nash, Hall, a new version of the Ultimate Hogan, maybe some of the other characters as well, and that probably would have been a bigger enticing thing, because people love the NWO and would, you know, go out of their way to get it. And also the last one on the secondary market is a nightmare, like trying to get. Like, the figures alone are like $100 each, and we're talking like retail, these figures are $30.
Do you think, though, that as popular as NWO is, the fact that it doesn't necessarily match the ring that you already have, unless you put the skirt on it, but do you think if it had been a modern entrance ramp, that it would have done any better to go along with that ring?
The only entrance ramp that I think would have done better, which still would have needed updated like ring pieces, would have been the old SmackDown Fist entrance ramp. That's the only one I think that would have done better, because WCW, like, a lot of people have a soft spot for it, so I think it was a safe choice. But everyone loves the iconic, as weird as to say, the fist from the old SmackDown arena, which that was discussed as a potential like future project if this one funds. If it doesn't, it's not to say never say never, but they did imply that it might be a while before they consider it again, versus like it could be a couple years from now if it gets funded. So I think that would be the only thing that would have done, would be doing better at this point. But at that point, what characters do you put with that? Because we already have a bunch of The Rock, and he was a big, like he was SmackDown essentially at that point. We already have a couple Stone Colds, like all the people who had been big at that time, we already have plenty of. So you would have gotten a bunch of people who we either already have or don't need. So I think no matter what they did, I think the figures are really what's holding it up, along with the price point, because
in timing.
Yeah, the timing of the price point. Like, if this would have been a couple years ago, sure, people would have been like, let's go.
Yep.
Let's do, like, because I know, Nate, you wanted to say, like, what you didn't like about it. And I'm curious your perspective, because you have done, well, I guess, like, no, you didn't.
I technically did the Sentinel, but the card I had expired the month that they, like, did it, and I didn't realize it, and it got canceled because the email I had it set up with, I didn't.
So you're a fake fan. Okay, so Nate, I'm talking to a real, like, Asra Paul fan.
Yeah, because I bought his off of him, so I'm such a fake fan.
But, like, as comparison then, like, I guess, because to me, like, it's the Office meme of Pam, and I'm like, these are the exact same picture. Exact same to me. I do like the flexibility in like this example, but like, I'm curious to see, because you said, like, you know, there's one thing you don't like about how Mattel did it, so I'm curious as being someone who's done both.
Yeah, so with HasLab projects, they are not like charged to you until the campaign is over, so the campaign has to be over and fund. Okay. The minute Eternia met its goal, charged. Which was pretty early, because they had an early bird thing as well. I mean, it is what it is. And the other thing I didn't like, and I think this also bled over into the WCW, because I heard chirpings of that, but since I don't follow that kind of stuff, I didn't pay that much attention. But during that early bird process, they did not allow PayPal as a payment source on Mattel Creations. Therefore, you couldn't do the pay in four or the PayPal credit, which was what I was going to do, which is what I normally do for like HasLabs or Super Sevens that I want to do. Is I just go on and do, put it on PayPal credit. I have 6 months, zero interest. Like, that's sweet. I can do that on anything of those type of projects. So not allowing that. And then on top of that, I mean, it charged my credit card the minute it hit its goal. Cause, you know, we committed. Mm-hmm. And I guess that should be the expectation, and I'm sure it was in the fine print. But I still didn't like it as compared to the HasLab when it tells me, if this project funds, your card is going to be charged on such and such date.
Yeah. It makes it easier to prepare in case you aren't someone who you're someone who isn't using a credit card, you're using a debit card.
Yeah, I was going to say, let alone if you're having to come out cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that could be a definitely a surprise. So it's like overall, though, between the two, there's outside of just like billing purposes, they're pretty much.
Yeah, it's really hard to say in the as far as I'm concerned, because the Eternia has not shipped, and probably from what I understand, won't until 2024. So
The Eternia?
Wasn't it last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in the fall. Damn. I think it was like October. Yeah, and they were upfront with that. They're like,
yeah, hey, that's fair.
2024. It could come earlier than that. It's very possible, but you know, I guess in that case, you know, under promise and over deliver. But we'll see. I'd rather have it that way than, you know, be super late like some of the Super 7 stuff tends to be. Not that that's part of the conversation, but. Well, that's, you know,
the funny thing, though, and I have to like change this at all, is I'm thinking like, what is the draw for this, and why wouldn't it just be sort of a Super 7 situation of like, hey, we're gonna sell this for $350, would you like it? Cool. I guess I understand like the scale of what's being made, like with this intro and ramp and all that stuff, that you can't really commit, like you have to get your manufacturing and commit to selling X amount of whatever, or we back out. But like, I don't see why I couldn't just get an order and not really tell you how many backers it is. Maybe that could that help? Cause I know if I was looking at it and was like, all right, well, it's, you know, 1,000 away, I'm not even going to waste my time. Mm-hmm. But like, if you didn't see the backers, would you be opposed to that of just being like, I'm ordering this. If they tell me in a month that we didn't meet the expectations, so we can't ship it, I'm bummed. But at the same time, like, I'm not on this like weird ride. Like, would that change at all?
I think it absolutely could. Because so like, for instance, the technically Boba Fett's throne room for Book of Boba Fett, that is essentially Jabba's throne room, wasn't a HasLab, but it was a Hasbro Pulse exclusive. And they took pre-orders up until a certain date. And honestly, the pre-orders were open. I think they opened in February. And then it was like around SDCC, I think, because they were showing off like actual samples. They said, hey, the pre-order date is ending soon. You know, pay attention. Stay tuned. And then they ended the pre-order process. So then, you know, but no one was charged because it wasn't a HasLab. They won't be charged until it ships, which as of February of 2022, when it was solicited, the ship date was not until September of 2023. So this was always going to be a made-to-order situation. Mm-hmm. We were never told, though, what the number was. And so they must have hit it and then left it open for, hey, we're ending it at this amount of time. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know if that helped or not, because again, they're not disclosing numbers on that one.
Right. Yeah,
that
right.
one is very close to the chest, but you know, it's going forward because they you know, said, hey, enough. We're, you know, they must've had enough because then they closed the pre-orders on it. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that project works out and how it goes from there. Cause I expect that. And I said this on another episode, but from the time that they solicit it to now, what was too expensive in February of 2022 is a fucking deal right now. Mm-hmm. $220 for that play set with a figure and all those accessories would be $350 at least if it was solicited tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's fair. Interesting.
I mean, Go ahead.
I have another point. Well, I was just going to say, because Jamar was kind of talking about that whole, you know, made to order process. And I just want to throw that out there again. I'm sure I talked about it on the Hiss Tank episode. Click the link in the description, which is immediately under me. Is that people have gotten carried away. Yes, they call it crowdfunding. Even these websites themselves, these companies call it crowdfunding. but it's not true crowdfunding. It's a crowd pre-order that needs to hit a specific goal. When you talked about Kickstarter, there's a reason that those stretch goals exist, because you're helping fund this project into existence. And if they make more than their intended goal, then they can make more at that time. So that's where the stretch goals really come into it. And they have to do it that way. They can't put everything out up front because they don't know if they're even going to hit what they need to finish the original project. Whereas this, it's Hasbro. Yes, they have the money. They don't need to quote unquote crowdfund, but they're also not going to take the risk of putting these items at retail. So they do it in this pre-order process. Well, it's just, it's taken on a life of its own. So now it's crowdfunding and stretch goals. When it was all budgeted to begin with, it's just, we're playing a game.
Yeah.
Right. And they're the ones moving the shelves.
So I, as far as Jamar's thing about removing the how many backers there are thing is, I'm torn on it because I feel
it takes the element out of the game.
It makes it so it's less like the people who are like, oh, well, it's only at this first, I'm not going to do it. Either you're in or you're out. Like, I like that aspect of it. I think that would help. But at that point, then we have to discuss the stretch goals, because the stretch goals, you know, once you get to a certain point, like, how do you know you're just going to randomly announce, like, hey, this is unlocked. Yes, Jamar?
Yes. How fucking awesome would it be if you were like, oh, I'm going to sign up to buy this $400 turtle man. And like, you get, you know, like they announced 2 years later that, hey, we're finally making it. Now we're going to be shipping soon. But for all the people who were behind this project, we want to give you a huge thank you. We're adding mechanic accessories for Donatello, or a swappable head or something like that for, I'm saying Super 7. Super 7 was the one that was 400, right?
Yeah, but also wasn't crowdfunded, and they already had that.
That's my point. Like, you bought into this, and you're like, cool, I ordered this, and now it's about to ship, and then you get a notification like, hey, this is an update. We want to show you guys what we have. This is the box. Oh, guess what? Because you guys backed this, and, you know, we had an exorbitant amount of people backing this and, like, buying this, and we wanted to add something extra special. Now they're adding – I'm just throwing this out here, not as, like, an actual thing, but, like, a special thing to make Donatello look like he built it or whatever. Give him accessories, goggles, blah, 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 whatever. You know what I mean? That would be cool, because it would be like, well, I didn't expect that. But now I'm getting this extra because so many people bought this. They could disguise those stretch goals as like a goodwill kind of thing of like, oh my God, we had so many people buy this. We're adding this plus this now, and you're going to get this on top of it. Those are always going to be the stretch goals, but now they're just like packing it in with that update of like, hey, this is shipping soon, and we're getting all of this. You're getting extra stuff with it. So that would be kind of like, to me, that would be a hype moment of like, oh shit, did you just see this? Like, we're getting all of this stuff with it. I didn't expect that. I just backed the thing that I wanted.
So you're saying that they need to eliminate the idea of the stretch goals. So instead of it being like, hey, if we hit the certain amount, it automatically, like, you see it. Instead, like, it still has that same structure, but we don't know about it. So until, like, they're ready to ship, that's when they'll be like, hey, by the way, we hit enough of a target number. We're going to include XYZ.
Right, because again, I'm more so eliminating this crowdfunding thing, and it's more of a, you commit to just buying this cool thing that we made, and its pre-orders is going to be open from X amount of days, and then let that be it.
And then I will say,
you know,
I will say, like, the Transformers team has done not quite that, but something very similar. The stretch goals were all pretty much announced at the beginning, and none of them were too crazy. It was like effects, a throne, and something else. And it was all out front, and it was like, that's cool. That's it. That's and the price that they gave, great. And without drama, it funded in, like, I don't know, like 3 days. It was crazy. And then after the campaign was done, so right after it ended, they were like, hey, thanks a lot. You made this a huge success. We're also going to include two exclusive MicroMaster figures.
Didn't so it's they not do that shipped. With the His Tank too? Wasn't there something where at the end they're like, hey, because it did so well, here's an extra figure?
Didn't they do like recolors or something?
They may have. Well, they did a lot of those because those were part of the stretch goals, and you could vote on the deco and stuff like that. And Michael, I'm not going to say you're wrong because honestly, I wanted it and I didn't really pay attention to all the extra stuff.
Okay.
So what? And so they may have. But I was just So that could be part of it too.
Yeah, but that was my idea.
But I mean,
go ahead.
It's very similar to that, and I thought that was cool. Because that wasn't really part of the campaign.
Mm-hmm. And it just makes it feel special. Right. I think the reason these could start to fail more and more is because our expectation on the stretch goals of like, what else am I getting for this $400 versus like, I'm buying this for $400. You guys are giving us more. That's cool. It's no longer like you said, you want to know everything up front because you want to see like, okay, this is $500. I need to know every single thing that I'm getting with it. Even if we get, 11,000 backers or whatever. But it should just be the product that you're buying. Because they're not selling you on, this is 400, but if you get these are actually what we, it's not a part of the bundle, is my understanding. Yeah. It's supposed to be like, this is what you're getting because we had so much popularity or whatever, blah, blah, blah. We're giving you extra stuff. I think that would be a cooler way to do it. I could be wrong. You can let me know in the comments below, Nate. Click the link, it'll take you to the comments, I think is how that works. I don't know. I've never used YouTube before.
I was going to ask another question, but we need to wrap it up. So let us know in the comments below what your feelings are on the subject. Do you think that Mattel's pivoting was a better idea and could have saved some of the HasLab projects that failed? Or do you see it as weakness and now you don't respect them enough to fund their project? all serious, I hope it funds because it's really cool, but I just don't have the room.
I hope it funds too for the people who like it. It's not for me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like I feel bad for the 2,100 people if it doesn't fund.
Hey internet. Yeah, you. Other people can like stuff you don't.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Anyway, so if you enjoyed this video and would like more videos like it on your feed, please make sure to like, subscribe. Helps us out on the channel. Also gets you all of our videos. We got reviews, Let's Poses, the live stream, and the podcast, plus a bunch of other stuff sprinkled in between. You can head over to TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Modern Toy Fair. If you'd like to help support us in this crazy journey, you can head over to patreon.com/modern toy fair. We've got several tiers where you can suggest the fake podcast at the end of the current podcast. You can be a guest on the live stream, or you can even get the physical prints of the photos I take for the reviews. So again, patreon.com/modern toy fair. You can check out Jamar over at metal.tv/Jamar Games. And Nate, what do you got for us this week?
I got an exciting new podcast, video podcast called Shingle Shangle, where I have guests on and we talk about having shingles. We show pictures of different designs of shingles, where it goes on your body, how inflamed it is, what it feels like in terms of describing the hellish pain that you go through during those, 2 weeks or whatever it is. So Shingle Shangle, look for it soon, wherever podcasts are sold.
All right, well, hopefully see you next week. Same toy time, same Toy Fair channel. Thank you for watching.